I want to begin by thanking the Parnasim, Avi Dubin, and Elie Sklar, Lezech Nishlis, my father, Mordechai Yosef, and Chaim Moshe, Zichron Leracha. And also, Moshe Siderbaum, Lezech Nishmas, his Heiliger father, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chaim Shlomo, Zichron Leracha, and Nishom Shavin Ali. We shall all have Simchis, Nachis, and Bracha. And the Rachmani family, Rabbi, Darche Avinom, the Shiurim, and the continued help. The whole family should only have Nachis. Let's finish this kuntris, and then we're going to spend a bunch of months explaining the Indian of what the yisod of what the yisod is in Tikkun Klali, Mitzvah Hashem. So, Kuf Beis, where it says Kedushas HaYisod Achid Lishmaya V'Ara. It's a very sweet way to end. It turns out that the Mechaber here has another kuntris on this, on the Indian of Kedushas HaBris, that came out for Shovavim, which overlaps a lot of this, but and I'll refer to it every now and then. But we're going to spend the next tkufa just explaining on a deeper level what we just learned. Kedushas Hayisoid, Yadua Madisa Bazar Kodesh. I'm sure that you've all heard this. That when we say those words, Kikol Bashamayim V'Aretz. Hikol b'shamayim v'aretz, everything that is in heaven and earth. Those words are so packed, so loaded with kedusha. Hikol b'shamayim v'aretz, because it's basically the tachlis of our lives. I was talking about that Shabbos, last Shabbos Parshas Yisro. That was the Mahapecha of Har Sinai. Hikol b'shamayim v'aretz. That there's a connection between heaven and earth. That Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Hashem, the Shechina came down, Moshe Vayal, Moshe Benu went up, and that's where we are. So the Pasuk says, Ki Kol B'Shamayim V'Aretz, but the Zohar Kodesh identifies this as the Pasuk that is Shehi Midas HaYisod. That this Pasuk contains within it the whole secret of Yisod. The word Yisod has in it the word Sod, which means secret. And the whole sod of yisod is in those words, kikol b'shamayim uva'aretz. And the Zohar says that this is the midah of tzaddik, of Yosef HaTzaddik, and all true tzaddikim. What is a tzaddik? So the Zohar says, this is the midah of yisod, tzaddik de'achid b'shmaya va'ara. The tzaddik who joins together, who unites heaven and earth. That's the midah of yisod. Tzaddik the Achid B'Shmaya V'Ara. Ha'adam Asher Yesh Lo Midas HaYisod and Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Each and every one of us, of course, have the Midas HaYisod. It's just a question of how we're Megala that, we reveal it, and how we refine it and bring it into our lives. But Ha'adam Asher Yesh Lo Midas HaYisod Hu Tzadik HaMa'achid Shemayim V'Aretz is the Tzadik that brings together, that makes a Shidduch between Shemayim V'Aretz, heaven and earth. Afkeshu oisek binyone artzius. Even when he's oisek binyone artzius, meaning he's at work, he's eating, he's sleeping, husband and wife, raising the family, and so on. The tachlis of all creation is achid shmaya v'ara. One of the most difficult things that I've had communicating, and it's something which there are a lot of people who are resistant to it because it's new to them and it's not the way that they were taught because they weren't raised with the teachings of the Zohar Kodesh and the Ariya Kodesh and the Baal Shem Tov Kodesh is that, like as I spoke about by Parshas Yisro, is that there's nothing dishonorable about going to work and earning a living. It was never considered something that's dishonorable. The whole inyan of the Baal Shem HaKadosh is b'chol drachecha de'eyu tzadik yisod ha'olam da'achid shmai rab, which is not seen as a b'de'evid. In other words, you're not a loser. The tachlis of creation was to join together heaven and earth. That means hu tzadik ha'ma'achid shmai rab v'afkishu oisek binyoni artzius. Afkishu oisek binyoni artzius. It's not seen as a b'de'evid to be in the world. And that it's a chmonis, your whole life is a b'de'evid, because you have to be out in the world. Yes, the world is dangerous. The world is scary. It's hard to leave the warmth and the beauty of the Beis HaMedrash. True. There are some unbelievable people who are zoche to remain in the Beis HaMedrash. Ashreya, Ashrei Chelkam. If they're cut out for that and they're using their time in the way that they should, and they're being productive in the Beis HaMedrash, there are no holier Jews on earth. But what about the Jews who are not going to stay? So is their life outside the Beis HaMedrash, is that now Nabuch, Nabuch, Nabuch? It's a big b'dei eved. These are the unfortunate Jews. These are the men who couldn't quite make it. These are the unsuccessful men. These are the men who didn't rise to the occasion, like their colleagues who remained, and so on. And there are many, many, many wonderful Jewish men who, because of this way of thinking, look at themselves as being b'dei eved. Their whole life is a b'dei eved. And going to work is a shameful b'dei eved. And being involved in worldly things is a shameful b'dei eved. Those who are connected to the Zohar Kaddish, connected to the teachings of the Arizal, which is at one Hemshech, and of course to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This is not a shameful embarrassment. It's the tachlis of creation is Tzadik Yisod Olam D'Achid Shmai V'Ar. Is joining together heaven and earth. That's called Dira Tachtonim. It's the tachlis of creation. It's Dira Tachtonim. There was a vart from the Baal Shem Tov that caused a lot of aggravation for those who were against the Baal Shem Tov, when he said that if a person has such an unbelievable schus and he gets such reward for learning the sugya of Shosh and Nagach as a paro or Shosh and Nagach as a shar, you know, two animals are goring each other, then achas kama v'kama, a guy works on a farm and he has to keep the animals away from each other. Achas kama v'kama is a gevaldig yid. That's what he said. The first guy says learning about it, and this guy says he's out there helping to keep the things in order. Is achas kama v'kama. You can imagine how that caused the... And that went viral. Right? That Baal Shem Tov's word went viral, right? There's not seen as a... The farmer's not looked at as somebody who has failed, as a letdown to his parents, and a failure to his wife and children. Somebody who they're ashamed or embarrassed of. As long as he's an Erlich Yid, and he does things the right way, and he takes care with his field, with Trumas and Maisvis, and Shemitah, and he lives as a Jew, and he gives tzedakah, and he remembers every single time that he puts a seed into the ground, he's Mam and Mechai, Elom and Vizereya, and he thanks the Bari Olam. He's Achit Shmai Var. It's heaven and earth. Yiyya Asher Yiyya. Yiyya Asher Yiyya. Hu af pam enu misnatek miskashruso achazoka b'chochma b'ina v'daz. True, it's hard. It's much easier to stay in that place in the Beis HaMedrash. Of course, it's easier to stay in that place, in that consciousness of Elokus, in the Beis HaMedrash. And it's true that the world is dangerous. And it's true that we try to keep our boys as much as possible in the world of Kedusha, as much as possible they should be able to contend with the Nisyonis of Yosef HaTzadik outside of the Beis HaMedrash. It's true. But as far as what the tachlis is, and as far as how Hashem made the world, the inyan of the tzaddik is that no matter where he is, even if he's like Yosef and he finds himself in some crazy situation, like Yosef did, eino af pam eino misnatek miskashuso achazaka b'choch b'ina v'das. He never allows himself to be ripped away from who he is, that he's a yid. And that's why we're not angels. We were sent into this world to go through the Nisyonis. That's why we were sent into this world. And as far as all of us here are present in the Elef HaShishi is the Midah of Yesod, and we were sent here to in of Yosef HaTzadik. That's what we're here for. To be in the world, and Einu Afram Einu Misnatik Miskashusa Chazoka B'Chochma Bina V'Das, not to get separated from Chochma Bina V'Das, the highest, meaning from that consciousness of who I am. Why am I at work? Why am I at work? Who's the one who gives me these brachas of my life? How do I spend the money that I earn? And so on. How do I speak to the people at work? How do I interact with others, with Jews, l'havdil non-Jews? All of these depend upon a person living in that world of Achid, Shmaya, Va'ara. These are no longer, since Maimon HaSinai, these are not two separate worlds. It's one world. Achid, Shmaya, Va'ara. It's heaven and earth. Together. That was the Ma'apecha of HaSinai. And I spoke about that last Shabbos. Some of you were there. The Inyan of, from the Arugas HaBoyasam, of Mimerchak Tavi Lachma. Haisa Ka'onio Socher. I'm just going to repeat to remind and to tell some of the Chevra that were not here that teaching from the Arugas HaBoyasam, I'm not going to say the whole Torah, but the Yesod. The Arugas HaBoyasam was talking about the Broch of Zvulun. A little Chazar. The Broch of Zvulun. That it looked a little bit not so nice to Zvulun, because the other Shvatim, each Shevet by Yankov Avinu, the Arugas HaBoyasam is found in Vayichi, that each one of the sons got a bracha like for who he is. Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Binyamin Zev Yitrov, Naftali Ayelo Shlucha, these are koiches, gewaldige koiches. Each Shevet got from their father gewaldige koiches. And all of a sudden, when it comes to Zvulun, instead of saying who he is, Yaakov, you remember? Yaakov tells him what he's going to do for a living. Yeah. That's in Zayis HaBracha. But he tells him, you're going to work, you're going to be on the boats by the Chayf Yamim Yishka, and you're going to live by the seashore. That's your chalik. And you're going to be a merchant on boats. Like everybody else is given this whole glamorous thing, and he's told, you got to go to work, and you're going to take care of your brother Yisachi. He's the one, but you're going to go to work. So the Arugas HaBoyasam is talking about that, and he reminds us of how the Mayim HaTachtonim felt at creation, when Hashem divided the waters between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim, right? And how the lower waters were crying, what happened to us? And they were crying, they want to be in the presence of the king. And that was the lower waters said, why aren't we in the Beis HaMidrash? What happened to us? Why were we made into rivers and lakes? And I ended up in some guy's pipe that burst last night. Why did I end up like that? And the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Elyonim and I'm the Mayim Tachtonim. Why did that happen to me? It's a taina. So, of course, Chazal tell us that Hashem reassures the Mayim Tachtonim, you're going to come on the Mizbeach because of the salt, the Mizbeach. And by the Nischamayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to have Nischamayim. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the highest point of the year. It's going to be all with Shavta Mayim Besosin, the lower waters. Say that so the Mayim Tachtonim might happen. So the Arugas HaBoyasam explains that this business of the ship, this business of being on a ship, and the bracha that Yaakov gave to Zvulun, in order to understand this, we have to remember what happens by Kabbalah Shabbos when we come to the table by Kiddush, and we say Eishes Chayil, and we say Haisek Yoni Yisoichem Mimechak Tovi Lachma, that the Eishes Chayil, which is the Mid of Malchus, which is Knesset Yisrael. Hashem is praising Knesset Yisrael, Beis Yisrael. And he says, Ha'isa kon Yisoicher, that she is like a ship that brings its merchandise back and forth, a merchant vessel. Mimerchak tavi lachma. She brings bread from far away. So the Arugas HaBoyasam explains, what does that mean? Mimerchak tavi lachma. Ha'isa kon Yisoicher. If you tell your wife you like a boat, you probably won't get kugel So what does it mean? Heistik and Yesech, Mechak Tavi Lachma. So Arugas HaBoyasam says a Gevalde Gevar. Arugas HaBoyasam says that the way that a merchant vessel works is that it takes schayer from one place, what they have in that place, in America, and then it goes to China. In China, they don't have that schayer. Brings it to China. It's a huge markup, because they don't have that in China. Then in China, the same boat loads up with the schari that they have in China. Like whatever, water guns and stuff, whatever they sell there, loads up in China, with what they don't have the schara in America, and now brings back a whole new boat filled with schara from China, and now could sell with a big markup in America because they don't have that schara in America. So that's what the Aruch HaShem says is the life of a Jew, is the tachas of creation. Achid Shmai V'ara. We have something that they don't have in Shemayim. They don't have. We have Bosav Adam. We have the train, we have the subway. We have work. We have this world with all the nesiyonis of Bosav Adam. The Malachim don't have that. The Neshamas, the Tzadikim, Shemayim don't have that. Only in this world we have such Shchayra. We have Shchayra of a person who's Mezgaber and doesn't look at the wrong thing on the computer. It's a Shchayra. They don't have that in Shemayim, such a Shchayra. But we have schayra over here. They don't have in Shammai. Our schayra, they don't sell in Shammai. They don't have in Shammai. It's the Aruch HaShem says, Yakar, this is very, very rare, precious cargo. We bring from our world here, that in the world of Basav Adam, with the Nisyanis, all the insanity, we bring from this world mitzvahs of Masam Toivim, and we're able to crank out like a matayvu and an ashri and a yishtaba from our lives and his garbus and the Eitz Zahara and Eishes Potifera. That's our schayr. They don't have that in Shammai. They don't have in Shammai such a thing. Shammai, they don't even get sleepy. They don't have our in Yonim. So we send that schayr to Shammai. And what we need is ruchnius and hashpah from the highest place in Shemayim. We don't have that here in this world. It's a physical world. So what happens is that we send our schayra there, and then the ship gets loaded up with all kinds of hashpahs from the world of the highest place in ruchnius, and the boat like this goes back and forth. So that the Aruch HaShem says is the inyan of zvulun. Why is zvulun? That's not for now. But the zvulun was given this inyan of to be Megala, the Ikke Gilui of Dir B'Tachtoinim, is by this Oinye Seiche, this ship, this boat, that's traveling back and forth between Shemayim and Aretz, bringing Schara there and bringing Schara back. That's the Indian of Achid Shemayim V'Ara. That's Tzadik Yisodo. That's the Midetza. And the Baruch Shalom is telling, and Yaakov is saying to his Zvulun, is that this is not a B'David. It's not a B'David. Yep. You don't have your picture on any cards, on any gedolim cards, and you oftentimes feel tired, and you wish you could have a couple more hours to just sit and learn, and maybe Mr. Shem, the years will go by, and you'll be able to put something away, and you'll be able to have more time to sit and learn, and so on. But the fact that you are able to get that hour in the morning or hour in at night that you're learning, and you're strong to daven and betzibur, and you keep the mitzvahs up, and you bring your kids up the right way, and you tell them good things, and you're a good husband. It means you're running a serious shipping company. It's a big shipping company you're running. And the Baruch Shalom says about his Eishes Chayil, he says, Mimerchak tavi lachmi. Hear the words now? You bring from such a far away place, they say in Shemayim, that we're bringing from Hashem, Mimerchak tavi lachma. We bring a Kadosh Baruch from such a far away place, from Shemayim, we bring a Kadosh Baruch with such good schayr. Mimerchak tavi lachma. Hoisik, Mimerchak tavi lachma. Vatokam ba'id laila. What does laila mean? Laila means girls. That's what the Sforim say, that our Madrega now, we learned a lot about this when Moshe Rabbeinu was Makana, right, our generation. Because there was never such a darkness like in our generation. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, my Eishes Chayil, v'tokem ba'oid laila. She gets up in the night. Not just when things are good, not when there's Nevuah and the Nevi'im all over the place and everything is clear and there's all kinds of Nisim and the flows and everybody sees this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, my Kala, my wife, my Eishes Chayil, v'tokem ba'oid laila. She gets up in the night. She gets up in the night. When you feel sometimes like you can't get up, meaning you can't get back to your avoda and davening and learning and whatever, you can't, and you pull yourself up and you get back to work, that's vatokam ba'od laila. The Rebbeinu Shalom says vatokam ba'od laila. Vatitenter v'leveso v'chayk l'naraseh. Which is to take care of your children, to raise your family, And Vatokim Po'il Island, it's a deeper meaning than of Tarif Levesav Chok Na'arisah. That means Beis Na'arisah. It has all to do with the spheres and the Oilem Misal Yonim. I'm not going into right now, but it means that by you getting up in the night, you're bringing all kinds of Schaira, Levesa and Na'arisah. Whatever that means in Kabbalah, I'm not going into. But you're bringing such Schaira, Beisav and Na'arisah. All the Malachim and Shemaim have their Panosah from what we bring to them. Because the Malachim can't sing Shira until we sing Shira. Because the Malachim are waiting in Shemaim until we sing Shira as Yosha. They can't do anything. They're waiting for Vatita and Tarif Levesa v'chark Na'arisah. They're waiting for the Panosah to come, for the boat to come into the harbor. In Shemaim, they're waiting for our boats to come into the harbor. That's the Vart from Lucas of Baisim. It's a very deep Vart. Our boats have to dock. They have to come in. And then they pick up the schar, all kinds of ashpahs and ruchnis and so on. A person lives on this program. There's not a b'deavid. And that's why there's this whole tumult, this whole commotion. It's a complete misunderstanding. This whole effort to try to give chizuk to the guys that have to leave yeshiva, because, you know, and the main thing is you have to stay connected to the Beis HaMedrash. You have to continue to. There's a certain Rosh Hashiva that I know he told his guys that the only true yeshiva man is, even after you leave yeshiva, you don't daven in a shul. You only come back and daven with us in yeshiva. You don't daven in a shul. A shul's not for Ben Torah. You have to come back and daven in yeshiva, which of course means also supporting the yeshiva. You have to come back and daven in the yeshiva. There was never in history such lashonis like that. The Jews shouldn't daven in a... I'm saying it's very nice to daven in yeshiva. The yeshiva is for yeshiva bacha. Or if there's some balabatim that they were fathers, that's gewaldic, whatever. And to learn, that's terrific. But to have such a musag that the only way that you could succeed as a Jew is by remaining a yeshiva bacha forever. Zemashu chadash lagamrei. And I challenge anybody to prove to me that this was something that Jews spoke about more than 100 years ago. Really, it's 70, not even. Such a musag of saying that the only way you could truly be a Yirei Shemayim is if you remain in the yeshiva, connected to the yeshiva. Connected to support all the yeshivas. To support all Talmidei Chacham. To go to the yeshiva and have a chavrusa. 100%. 1,000,000%. That's all beautiful. But ki'ilu, your key to success is by remaining a yeshiva bacher. There were never such diburim like that. And anybody who says that that's the mesorah of the Jewish people, that's not the mesorah of the Jewish people. I come from Hungarian Jews, from the world of the Arugas Abaisam. Some of you are Sephardim. Some of you are German Jews, come from Yakisha background. Jews that came from all different backgrounds. We never had such an inyan like that. There was never in the history of Klal Yisrael such a Messiah. There was always a yeshuv of people that are zoche to stay in Beis HaMedrash. Again, they're the holiest people in the world, and we love them, and we'll take care of them. And we have to. But that doesn't mean that you can't daven outside of a yeshiva. You have to daven in yeshiva. By the way, Reb Chaim Kanievsky davens in a shul, not in yeshiva. The Gadol Hador does not daven in yeshiva. He davens in Letterman Shul. It's a shul for balabatim. Very smart balabatim. But all different types of balabatim, not just Reb Chaim Kanievsky's caliber. And that's how it always was. It always was like that. So even the world that's being claimed as that's the shurish of that, of that's the Masorah, there's no Masorah like that. There's not a Masorah. Never such a thing like that. It's Haisa Kani Yisachar. There's Yisachar, there's Zvulun. And they're very fine Jews that find themselves in this world or in that world, and we're proud of all wherever they find themselves. And if you find yourself as somebody that stays in Beis HaMedrash, and that's your calling, and you could do that, and you want to do that, then we're here to help you. Zvulun says we're here to help you. We want you to succeed. Personally, I can't sit for 10 hours. A person says, right? Zvulun says that's not my inyan. That's not my calling. That's what Zvulun says. I can't do that. That's not my inyan. But I'm here for you. And I want to tell you something. I will not tolerate you telling me that my life is worthless because I'm not doing what you are doing. I will not tolerate that. And I will not accept you telling my kids that their father's a lo yutzloch because he goes to work. I'm not tolerating that. It's not the truth. I'm not a lo yutzloch. If I'm a chal Shabbos, I'm a lo yutzloch. If I steal at work, I'm a lo yutzloch. If I'm talking to girls in the office, I'm a lo yutzloch. In other words, there are a lot of opportunities to be a lo yutzloch in the world of Zvulun, much more so than in the world of Yisachiv. In the world of Yisachiv, if you're not learning the way you should be learning, you're a lo yutzloch. If you're not going to daven, you're a lo yutzloch. But in the world of Zvulun, there are a lot more dangerous lo yutzlochs. And therefore, I understand. And I 100%, I never disagree for a second, that we want to keep our kids in yeshiva. But we want to keep them in yeshiva. Even the Zvulans in yeshiva have to be excited and engaged. Because the Zvulans are not always going to hear, are not always going to get excited by the same Torah that the Yisachas are going to get excited about. So we have to find ways in yeshiva, in our holy places, in our shuls, in our yeshivas, how to engage the ones who are not Yisachadik, the Zvulandik. And we can. We can. The Torah is beautiful, the Torah is big, there are all kinds of things. And keep them in yeshiva. I was never saying to throw them out of yeshiva when they're 16, right away all the stuff started, and, you know, that defensiveness and all of that. There's enough to throw kids out of yeshiva or to send some 15-year-old that he should go to Princeton or something. You know, I got an email from somebody like, that's what you're suggesting, that this is what's going to happen to him. What's going to happen to him if he goes to Princeton? I said, I'm talking about sending your 11th grader to Princeton. I don't know if you're talking about. That's not anything that was b'chlal, b'chlal, or Allah alibi. And all of that is coming from certain fears and insecurities, which I don't blame you for, but that's not what it's about. What it's about is finding a healthy and holy way to keep our kids in yeshiva, engaged in yeshiva. All of them. Every one of our sons, daughters is a different conversation. It's not so hard with the girls. But every one of our boys has to be in yeshiva. The yeshivas are our holiest places on earth. In yeshiva, engaged in yeshiva, not getting lost in yeshiva. And therefore all the diburim that came, that have been coming out to say, well, it's at least if my kid's in yeshiva, even if he's totally uninterested, he's something sent me, even though he's on Netflix the whole time at night and so on, but at least he'll stay in yeshiva. That's not an etzah. And why? Why? We're not successful people. We're not creative people. Why does your kid have to be on Netflix all night in yeshiva? We can't do something about that? We can't help that situation? We can do something about that. Why are we surrendering? Why is it to have to be that there are tzaddikim out there that they're going to make yeshivas for the special yeshivas for the boys who are not matzliach? There'll be special yeshivas for them. Those are heroic people who are doing. There are some great programs going on, unbelievable programs, even here in the neighborhood. All kinds of good things that are going on to help the bachrim, that the zvulendike bachrim, to help them. So we have to create a special place for them. There's so much that we could do in all of our yeshivas to help this population. And unlike what a very fine Jew said, that it's only a tiny, minuscule amount of bachrim that are having problems, that's not true. And everybody who's in this avodah of chinuch and melechas kodesh knows, and if you're honest, that's absolutely not true. It's not minuscule. And the proof is not to say that, well, you see, look how the Beis Medrash is full. Baruch Hashem, the Beis Medrash is full, but as I said to somebody, and I mentioned the other day, yes, but so are offices of therapists, so are the streets, and other places I don't want to go into, including the cemetery, Hashem Yirachem. Sorry to say. So to say that it's minuscule, it's not, it's only really, everybody's happy, because everybody is just moving along with the Yisachar. It's not true. There are chevra that are not Yisachadik. They're beautiful boys. They're pure and they're holy. And they love Hashem. And they love Torah. And they want to grow. And they want to be good Elchid. And they want to get married and have beautiful Jewish homes and families. But they're not necessarily able to, that's not their ocean to navigate. They're Zvulandik. So they could manage with a different program that would be designed to help them. We didn't need this years ago. Everybody knows years ago we didn't have, that every single person sat in yeshiva all day. In all of Lithuania before the war, there was somewhere between, I don't know exactly, because I read in different books different numbers, but between 1,000 and 2,000 who were in the yeshivas. And those are the ones who wanted to be in yeshiva. And those yeshivas produced unbelievable schar, unbelievable talmidei chachamim. All of the great yeshivas in rebellion produced the ones who survived the war, saved Torah, brought Torah, Ka'ini Yisaycha, they brought Torah all over the world. Baruch Hashem. What would the world be like if we wouldn't have had these talmidei chachamim, these tzaddikim? But it wasn't like we have now, where Kanayin Horror, everybody's going to yeshiva, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of guys. It's not the same thing. And they didn't sign up, they didn't sign up for it, they just sat the yeshiva. I'm not talking about the little kids, I'm talking about the 16, 17, 18. But they can't all do that. They can't all manage that. So, What I've been trying to talk about for many, many years, and there are others, not just me, who are trying to talk about this, not as a chalil, as a threat to the world of the yeshiva, or to be anti-yeshiva, to be against yeshiva. Personally, my whole life, I'm trying to get guys into yeshiva. That's what I spend a lot of time doing, and keeping them in yeshiva. It's not against yeshiva. It's the boys being in yeshiva, and the yeshivas working with the guys who are not necessarily Yisachar. That's all. So, that's the whole thing. It's not. This doesn't have to be articles and speeches and all kinds of things. It's just, what do we do for the guys who are not Yisacharic? Some of them can become more Yisacharic over time, and they should have that option. And they can grow into it. That's true. There's some guys, when they start off, some people were upset. Yeah, but I know that this son of mine, when he started off, he was on Netflix the whole time. But then later on, he became a big bentar. Great. Again, I'm not saying to throw anybody out of yeshiva. Keep them in the yeshivas. Just help each person grow according to who he is. That doesn't sound like it's so controversial. I don't know what the whole controversy is. Help each person grow. Al pi darko. That's all. But the musag, the idea that you are a lo yutzlach because you can't excel in learning, that's just not a Jewish concept. I don't know who said that's a Jewish concept. That you're a lo yutzlach if you don't excel in Limud HaTorah. If you do excel in Limud HaTorah and you're serious about it, we put you in the highest place. You are the greatest Jews in the world, 1,000,000%. And we all respect talmidei chacham more than anybody. But if you're not, and that's not what you excel in, let's find out what you do excel in, and let's help you. And we'll help you. And we're going to help you to become a great tzaddik. A great tzaddik. We'll learn with you different things, whatever those limudim are, whether it's Mishnayos or certain areas of Gemara, whether it's Shulchan Aruch, whether it's Musar, whether it's Chassidus, or it's Machshava, whether it's Tanakh, will help you to become a great person. The Torah speaks to every single Jew. You want to become great, and we'll help you to become great. But not to say there's only one definition of greatness, and if you don't fit into this definition of greatness, you're not much Shliach. You're not much Shliach. And then you're on the boat someplace out in the ocean. No, the tachlis of Achid Shmai of Ha'ara, the Baruch Shem created this world, and he made this shidduch, and therefore, Yia Ashiya, who af pam einu misnatek miskashvus achazoka b'choch binodas v'shamidus hakadoshis, our children have to be raised to know, whatever you want to do in life, beseder. Honest, erlich, you want to stay in yeshiva, it's time for you to move on, whatever you want to do. But don't ever, ever become detached from Chachma, Bina, Das, and Shah, Midas, and Galatians, to remember who you are. To remember who you are. And to be proud of who you are. To be proud of what you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nachas Ruach that you bring to Hashem from this world. That you bring Hashem, Gevaldige Nachas Ruach. That's the whole thing. I don't, again, even for what I just said now, this goes out, and I know if it goes out, I'm going to get all kinds of things. And there's nothing I can do about that. But I don't understand what's controversial about it could be. I'm just so lost. I was so damaged by the time I spent in university. I don't know. It just doesn't seem to me to be controversial. I don't understand what the controversy is. It's only controversial if you never smelled the aroma of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. If you never smelled the sweetness of the Ari HaKadosh, of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, if you never ever think about what it means to go to a mikveh, if you never think about what it means to open up a Noam HaLamelech on Shabbos, I don't know what else to say. It's not complicated. It's not something which is controversial. What was Rabbi Shimon Bar Hirsch talking about? I'm not so familiar with his Torah, honestly. I never spent a lot of time. Tzadik Yisod Olam. I never spent a lot of time by Rabbi Shimon Bar Hirsch's Torah. It was very long. And I wasn't used to it. Whatever I did see, it's amazing Torah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Hirsch, amazing Torah. What was he talking about? He wasn't a Tzadik, Rabbi Shimon Bar Hirsch. So there are people who want to make it seem like Rabbi Shimon Bar Hirsch's Mahalach was only it was a B'david. He didn't really mean it. He didn't really mean it. It says on the Evan Hapina of the building, he wrote it on the cornerstone of the yeshiva. He meant it. And it's an insult to say about a tzaddik he didn't mean it. What are you saying about him? He didn't mean it. Well, he was just giving in because he had to do something to save the Jews in Germany because after all, of the onslaught of the Haskalah, v'chuli, v'chuli. This is revisionism at its worst and most horrible revisionism. It's unbelievable. Rabbi Shimon Bar Hirsch was a tzaddik and he meant it. He meant it. And any time you disagree with something, you say, yeah, no, he couldn't possibly have meant that. He couldn't possibly have meant it. No, he meant it. You might not agree with it and you could argue with it, but don't say he didn't mean it. He meant it. And what are you saying about the tzaddik? What are you saying about a tzaddik when you say such a thing? He didn't really mean it. Or like, you know, somebody said to me, because there are a few letters from the Briskerov to Rav Kook. And the letters, the Briskerov uses titles for Rav Kook that you don't see that he uses by other people. Such titles. I don't remember what it was, like Pe'er Hador, like really. And the Briskerov is very careful with his words. And he called Rav Kook like the glory of the generation. So someone said to me, nah, he was just saying that because they had to collect money for the yeshivas. I said, how could you say that about the Briskerov? The Briskerov is an Ish Emes. The Briskerov would die not to say something that wasn't honest. The Briskerov? You're telling me he's smearing Rav Kook? Akilah Rav Kook cares about what it says on the top of the letter. That's the whole thing. But then, you're telling me the Briskerov was lying. But your accusation is that I don't respect the Briskerov, I respect Rav Kook. I'm saying the Briskerov, I respect with every ounce of my being. My whole life I grew up, and I still spend my life in the Briskerov. That's not... How could you say that the Briskerov didn't mean that? He just wanted, because you say, yeah, all these letters that were written to Rav Kook, because there's a whole sefer Igros L'Rai, there's a whole book of Haskamas that, and different letters that were written to Rav Kook, say, yeah, because they needed money from him. They were writing because they needed money because Rav Kook was nice to sell. Like, that's the big place of Aisha. Or they needed passports, right? They needed passports for their families or visas to get into it. So they had to butter up Rav Kook and say to him, Gain Hagar Pe'er Hador. And this way Rav Kook would say, oh, he called me a Gain. He called me a Tzaddik. So now I'm going to get him a visa. That's like, now I'm going to get a visa. Because he said, how can you say the Briskerov was dishonest? How can you say the Chazon Ish wasn't? You know what the Chazon Ish, what he wrote about Rav Kook? What he said? Did he have a disagreement with the Chazon Ish with Rav Kook? Yes. Did the Briskerov have a disagreement with Rav Kook? Yes. Tzaddikim argue. They argue in every page of the Gemara. That's okay. But don't write new history to say that Chazon Ish didn't respect Rav Kook, or to write new history that Briskerov didn't respect Rav Kook. He disagreed. They disagreed strongly with Rav Kook, but they venerated him as a tzaddik. And the Ger Rebbe venerated him as a tzaddik. He disagreed. No, he never meant what he wrote over there. And what it says in the building in Frankfurt, no, Rav Shimon Bar Hirsch just wrote that because he wanted to make people happy in Germany. He didn't really mean that. He was lying. Essentially, he was lying. He doesn't believe in anything about Torah Derech Eretz. He doesn't believe that whole business. He just made it up for a couple of yakis. And he doesn't really believe in any of that stuff. He's just one of us. He's just saying every single person has to learn in yeshiva. And if you're not in yeshiva, then you're a lo yitzlach. He didn't really believe in that. He only believes in what we believe in. But he said, he wrote many, many things about, like, not that. No, he was just writing that because he wanted to save the Jews of Germany because they were going off into the oblivion. So he was worried about Ernie. So Rabsanchel Hirsch wrote all these books to help Ernie out because he was worried what's going to happen with all the Yekesh Yidden, what's going to happen to them. So because of that, Rabsanchel Hirsch wrote his books. He didn't really believe in any of that stuff. What did I say about the Chofetz Chaim? He didn't really believe in Shemus Halashen, you know. He didn't really believe in Shemus Halashen. He just didn't want people to get punished in Ganem, you know. So he wrote something like that. And I don't know, what's some crazy thing. He didn't really believe in Shemus Halashen. Rav Shmuel Hirsch really didn't believe in that. He believed in it. You could argue with that. That's okay. You disagree with Rav Shmuel Hirsch. Tzaddik have arguments. The whole world is held up, like Rabbi Nachman says sometimes. From the disagreements of tzaddikim, it's a huge thing. It's a very holy thing, tzaddikim. And the truth comes out between the tzaddikim having these arguments. But you respect each other, and you love each other, but there's machlokes tzaddikim. That's fine. But don't write a new history to say, no, he couldn't be he disagrees with me. He agrees with me. He just couldn't write that he agrees with me, because then he wouldn't be able to help his people. So he had to make up a lie. That he really, really, he had to make up a lie, ki'ilu he disagrees with me, but no one is allowed to disagree with me. No one's allowed to disagree with me. Because there's only one Masara in Klai Yisrael. And if you disagree with that, what people call their Masara, if you disagree with that Masara, it must be that what? That you don't really mean it. Because it can't be that you mean something that I don't agree with. You couldn't possibly mean something that's against what I said. We never had such a thing. That people can disagree and can respect each other and can argue and to try to. And different people go to this place and you join this Beis HaMedrash, you like this Rebbe, you like this Tzaddik, you like to go to a Shiva, you like to. Beautiful, you like this way, that's beautiful. That makes you feel happy, that makes you want to raise your kids with. Beautiful. But don't say that this Rebbe or this Rosh Hashiva is saying something that's not, the Brisker Rebbe is saying something not true because he had to do A, B, and C. And what are you saying about the Brisker Rebbe? What are you saying about the Tzaddik? What are you saying about the Rosh Hashivas? So, there's nothing absolutely at all in our Masorah that is dishonorable about a Jew being a Zvulun. It was never, ever dishonorable for a Jew to be a Zvulun. Ever. It's only become something that's part of a Mahalach now. It was never dishonorable to be a Zvulun. Nobody ever looked down on Jews for that. The tachlis is tzadik yisod olam. And tzadik yisod olam means af pam einu misnatek miskashvus o achazoka b'chochma bina v'das v'shar midas ha-kadoshes. To be a Jew means tzadik yisod olam. Achit shmai v'ara. I never disengage from Hashem, no matter what. Wherever I am in life, I bring kiddush. I'm a kadesh shem shamayim. Whether it's in the office, whether it's in the Beis HaMedrash, whether it's in school, whether it's in the surgery, wherever I am, I'm a Kadesh Shem Shemayim. That's called Achit Shmaiva. Jeff, you want to say? Yeah.
Just saying, really, it's so clear in the Torah. Hashem wants Yisachar. Hashem wants Zvulun. Zvulun goes out to work. Yisachar sits in. How could these people even argue on such a? It says it, right?
There. You see, the Indian is as follows. There is something very, very compelling about this fear of Jews going off the derech when they're out there in the world. And they're right. There's a lot to be afraid of. None of us would want our 14-year-olds, like by our great-grandparents, they were 14 years old, they were working. None of us would want our 14-year-olds out in the street. So they're totally right that the world is a lot scarier than it used to be. They're right. So the world is much scarier than it used to be. And the chances of our kids successfully crossing the ocean with a boat back and forth is less than it has been in the past because it's so scary. So what happens that as a result of this fear, and together with a tremendous and sincere love of Torah, which of course, a tremendous and sincere love of Torah, so the effort was made to create a society in which everybody, to the extent that is possible, would be able to remain docked in Kedusha without the boat leaving the harbor. There's a lot of, I understand that. But at some point I began to look, there are many, not the big people, but many of the less than big people began to look down upon the Jews who are still traveling. That's where it got messy. That's where it gets messy.
Yes, Hashem knew what was coming in this time of life, and he still put it in the Torah. It wasn't like, you know, except for, you know.
No, it's for Niskus. No, right, it's for all time till Mashiach. Right?
It's tougher, and
it's not a bedevit, it's lechatchila, and not to be and to be proud and to do our best to stay connected to Chacham Bina Das, and not to take away our kids' confidence and their happiness in life, to make them feel like, oh, what's the matter with you? You can't. How come their kids stayed for another 3 years? What's the matter with you? You can't be in Miss Medrash. And then he feels completely worthless and like nothing and so on. No, to give them a feeling of simcha, zachaim, and to be able to be, and then they don't have to run away from Yiddishkeit when they're older, which is happening in many circles, even though many of them stay frum. But a lot of the chevra, once they get older and they leave, since they were taught from the beginning that the world away from the Beis HaMedrash is no good, so then you just go. So now I'm not in the Beis HaMedrash, it's already 40 years old, so then there's off to Dubai. You know? Just, you know, with 40 appetizers and 20 bottles of schnapps and singing Yom Zeh Mechubad while our wives are waiting for us for the next 3 hours at home. And that's not a minuscule amount of people. It's not minuscule. It's not not the ones who are doing it, not the ones who are waiting till for the opportunity to do it. It's not minuscule. It's dishonest. I'm sorry. It's not minuscule. That's not true. It's beyond minuscule, way beyond minuscule. They have to feel that their lives are filled with meaning and depth, that their lives are filled with richness, with the richness of Torah, no matter where they are in the world, no matter what they're doing in life. Their lives are filled with Yiddishkeit, with the Baruch Shalom, with the Elokus, with the Avodas Hashem. Not to be Shomer Shabbos, empty people, never. Shomer Shabbos, comedians and Kiddush guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't what the Baruch Shalom had in mind by Maimonides Sinai. That's not what he had in mind. And the answer is not, well, even if you're just on Netflix the whole time, it's a better use. That's not the answer. We're smart people. We have to come up with better answers than that. It's okay, just stay on Netflix as long as you need to. That's not the answer. It's not the answer. It cannot be the answer. We're an Am Kaddish. We're an Am Chacham V'Noven. The Baruch Shalom gave us. He trusts us. He trusts us. He gave us these kaiches. Botach bo lev baila. That means that Hashem, that's our husband, trusts us that we could be good merchants. We could be good yeshiva people, good b'nai Torah, erlicha merchants, erlicha lawyers, doctors, accountants, erlicha tamid chacham, who believe in him and who serve him. He trusts us. Why should we let him down? We can't let him down. We have to prove that we're worthy of his confidence and trust. I thought we'd finished it. I guess we didn't. This is somewhere to be continued. Everybody should stay safe and warm. Yeshiva service tayyavus.